And that, of course, was The Killers. And the reason I played that was that there's a lovely, fantastic idea which Leinster Badminton have come up with for a Premier League. And one of the teams, Catka Killers, are from just down the local locality. They play actually down in the Baldoyle Centre. And actually, Catka actually stands for Kilbarrican District Community Association, and it was formed a long time ago. So the Catka Killers are involved in this league. And I'm delighted to be joined by Dave Murphy of Leinster Badminton. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Carl. Thank you very much. I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Thanks for joining us today. And I'm delighted that this league is starting off, in fairness, and it's starting tomorrow night. Can you explain a bit about it and what's going to be different?
Okay. Well, first of all, it's going to start Friday, tomorrow week. Tomorrow week, yeah. Okay. And the idea behind it was that our Premier players, as you well know, find it difficult to fulfil the ordinary league fixtures that the rest of the league adhere to, like the home and away base.
Yeah.
Because of their tournaments, they find it difficult to fit this in. So we thought we would make an exception in their case and highlight our Premier League players by constructing 9 dates that they could commit to, 9 Friday nights in the one venue, well, 2 venues in this case.
Yeah.
And they could commit to that and form a panel, and that was the start of it, really, you know?
Yeah, well, it's a great idea because, in fairness, I know from my own playing days where I went up to play in the Ulster League, which was a fixed Monday night for whatever, and that, certainly for senior players or Premier players, it's brilliant because you know exactly where and when you're going to play, and you're right, it's a great idea. And you've also got to use this kind of new scoring system that's on Sky, isn't that right, the Sky Badminton?
The English have a Premier League at Sean and Sky, and they have 5 sets to 11, or in their case it's 5 sets to 9, but we're going to have 5 sets to 11. And this is for a bit of speed because the teams will be playing 2 matches on the one night, 2 separate matches, and so it's going to be kind of a 2-hour match each time.
Great.
So this is for speed, and it's also to make it different from the rest of the league, and maybe give people a bit of excitement, see a different format.
Yeah, because like those of us that would have played under the old system and then changed to 21. So this is a more updated version of
indeed,
that as well,
indeed.
Which is great.
Indeed.
And this thing, the power shuttle, what's that about?
Okay, this is another small innovation you have in England as well. It's called the power play.
Power play,
and
okay.
Either the one power play pair, there's 2 power plays per match per team, but you can only use it in each game, 1 can only use it in a game. And what it does is, on your own serve, you can decide to use the power play, and if you win the next point, you get 2 points instead of 1.
Okay.
And it's just another little small innovation. Now, in England, they don't allow you to win the match on this,
right,
as I say, at 9, but in Ireland, we're going to do this to add that little bit of, you know, that little
bit of excitement
point to it, you know?
Brilliant.
And no one will have seen it here too much. So it's just make it completely different from our own league and give them something different and give the viewers something different to watch, you know?
Yeah, which is brilliant. You know? And can I just say that the teams involved are Aylesbury Falcons, Catka Killers that we've talked about, the Pembroke Panthers and the Mount Pleasant Mavericks. Now,
can I just say,
the great thing is there's a lot of, you know, being here in the north side, a lot of north side players taking part. I see the great Norma McIntyre and Katrina Farrell and Mark Brady from down the road, and Dave Waller. And the awful thing is I've coached most of these guys so a long time ago, which is frightening now. But they're all fantastic players. And I see also on the listing, can I also say that Lucy Corcoran is playing for Pembroke, which is great as well.
One of our A players, Lucy.
Yeah, that's right, Jan. She's a lovely girl from Portmarnock. But I also see that you're allowed to have invitational players in this as well.
Yeah.
And I see that I see Sinead Chambers is coming down from Ulster, who's a current international. She's a super player as well, and the great Tony Stevenson, who's an absolutely magnificent player, and Tony Murphy. So there's a great, it's not just Leinster players, or Dublin players, there's people coming into this from all over the place.
Yeah, well, the initial thought was to ask the 4 senior clubs, as you're well aware they are, especially Catka. And Catka, in the beginning, would have had the ladies to go into this Premier League, as you well know, because they're the top ladies in our league for the last 5 years. But they may not necessarily have the men. So what we did was we allowed to have 3 invitational players, and one of them would be an international. And we thought that this goes across the 4 provinces, of course, because they can ask anyone from anywhere, which I think is a really good idea.
It is, yes.
It gives these guys a chance to showcase their talent there that we wouldn't normally see. You know?
Yes,
like,
exactly.
You mentioned Tony Stevens, also Tony Murphy and
yeah.
and a couple of the others, and some super players, and there's lots of others, you know, and hopefully that will come into it as it goes on. This is our start, so
yes.
we don't know where it's going to go from here. Like, initially next year, we could have another team, just for instance.
Well, I'm Peter Rahini, your club, I would presume, would be in it very, very soon, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's something to aim for, Conor,
yeah.
you know, and well, really, it's also we're trying to promote our own game, as you know, it doesn't get highlighted very often. I'm
yeah.
glad of this opportunity on ERFM, by the way.
No bother, no bother, you know that.
It's fantastic. But we don't get it, so we're trying to promote our own sport ourselves.
Yes.
And get our own people to see our senior players as well, to see the talent that we actually have
yes.
in Ireland, not just yep. in Leinster, but
absolutely,
in
yeah.
So that's a big part of it as well, Conor, to be
and,
honest.
And you've got a lovely sponsor.
Indeed, and if you don't mind, I will mention
yeah, absolutely.
If you don't mind. We are very lucky to have on board Turkish Airlines, which have given us a fantastic prize for the start. They're giving us two tickets anywhere in the world.
Okay, well, I'm going to get my rackets back now, I'm telling you. bad knees or not. Will you put me down for one of the teams, will you?
we also have Emirates on board.
Emirates, Jesus, I'm telling you.
Emirates on board, in a smaller way, but we have a lot of other small people on board as well. Smaller companies, I mean, that
yeah.
we will be mentioning and we will be highlighting. But I can't give you at the moment. Because
yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, that's fair enough.
But and the enthusiasm from the four clubs has been phenomenal. It's been fantastic, and we are very, very excited about it. Hopefully, you know, we're it's the first time, so hopefully we'll get it right. But we're very open to changing if it's not working exactly the way we want to, you know. So it's all very loose, and it's very enthusiastic, you know.
Okay, well, in fairness, I was at a table quiz over in Aylesbury the other night over in Terranure,
yeah,
there was a great buzz about the place, and Joe Byrne was there, and everybody was, you know, it was really something I hadn't seen, in fairness, around senior players for a long time. You know, the Gannons were
indeed,
there, and Mark Cobb, and the great Eddie Cousins from Wexford, and, you know, they were all, you know, there was a great buzz about it, it really was. So can you just give us the dates, if you wouldn't mind, just so that people can keep an eye out for it?
Well, we'll be posting all the dates on our website, because
okay.
some things might change. But the first date is the 23rd, which is the first night, which is next Friday.
Yeah.
And I'd like to take this opportunity to actually invite you to our...
Oh, thank you very much indeed, Dave. Thank you.
Which is on Friday. And we'll be posting all our dates on the... I could mention all the dates, but I don't think people would remember.
But no,
we were going
yeah.
to send you all the dates, and we will be posting them on all our websites and our Facebook page and everything. And just... One more thing is, you mentioned Joe Byrne there. I'd like to say that Joe Byrne is the driving force behind this, to be perfectly honest, although he has a small committee around him, but he is the driving force, as you well know.
Well, I know Joe has done a huge amount of work, and not just on this project, but on a huge amount of the projects and the tournaments, and he is to be absolutely commended for doing that, because it's not an easy thing to do in this day and age, to commit the time and effort to do this kind of stuff. And can I also just point out that there will be some of them, of the league matches down in Baldoyle, just down the road from us, so it won't all be over in Terranure.
Well, I can tell you that date, because the launch night, we're launching just next Friday in Terranure, as you well know.
Yep.
But the launch date is going to be 8th of January in Baldoyle, Bannon Centre. We'll have another launch night there as well, another big night there. And hopefully we'll make a spectacle out of the spectacle level as well.
Great. Well, look, Dave, thanks for coming on, and the very best of luck. And I'll do my best to get over to see the first ones. And I'm sure it'll be a great success, and long live the Leinster branch and all that kind of stuff. And thanks for taking the call. We'll talk to you.
Can I take this opportunity to thank you and ERFM for highlighting this for us? And it's fantastic, because we don't get enough coverage, as you well know.
Well, yeah.
And this is fantastic. And I really appreciate your input. Thank you,
Conor. No bother. Thanks a lot, Dave. We'll talk to you again. Thanks very much.
Okay,
cheers.
Conor.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.